Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Al Mashriq program on Radio Islam International. My name is Ibrahim Daya, and inshallah, I'll be keeping you company up until 12. My co-host, Maulana Junaid Jassat, is unable to make the program today, but inshallah, we will be joined by Brother Idris Khamisa. And what we'll be discussing today, the point or the discussion today will be that how can parents prepare their children for marriage? A very important topic, a topic that no doubt we'll all want to listen to and also give our opinions. You can share your thoughts on the program as well. And also get Uncle Idris or Idris Bhai's insight into this sort of topic. We do have Idris Bhai on the line. Assalamu alaikum, Idris Bhai.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My beloved Maulana, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, Maulana. You know, on Thursday, we're always doing good and excited to have you on the program. How are you doing?
Me, I'm also very, very excited. I'm a very excitable person. Alhamdulillah. And so I'm very, very good, Alhamdulillah.
Yes, Idris Bhai, the topic that you have chosen for this morning, a very important topic and something that we really need to pay attention to, is that how do we prepare our children for marriage?
Yes, you see, there is this wrong notion that just a few weeks before the marriage, you talk to your kids or whatever and speak about life and all that. But long before that, you know, we need to engage them, both in terms of talking to them. But more importantly, as parents, we should be wonderful examples to our children. And in terms of how you manage relationships, what's the purpose of marriage, you promote the sacred institution of marriage. And you show them through our own conduct how to deal with different scenarios, different situations, how to deal with conflict. And this is the whole thing. You see, there comes a time in our life, what you got to acknowledge, there are some things that we will not like about our spouses, you know. Some things that it's okay, you know, but that should not be the reason for fighting, contestation and struggle. It's about give and take and all of these things. So there's a lot parents can do, inshallah.
Yes, and Idris Bhai, you mentioned there from the start that it shouldn't be just 1 or 2 days before the marriage or 1 or 2 weeks before the marriage where we sit down and we have a conversation with them, but rather it should be from a very early age or from the time when we feel that they are now comfortable to actually show them. And one of the points made by some people is that the first way to really encourage them or to help them prepare for marriage is to pay attention to the parents, their marriage as well, that they should strive to have the kind of marriage that makes the children actually want to get married someday. Sometimes one of the more common mistakes we find in modern marriages is that once children come into the picture, then they sort of put their marriage relationship on hold, and there's no between the mother and father. So it would be maybe one of the first steps to encouraging your children or to helping your children prepare for marriage is to also focus on your own marriage.
No, that is fundamental. You see, one of the tragedies of life is that we often place a lot of emphasis on other relationships, maybe in the workplace, maybe with your siblings, maybe with your friends, maybe with the people that you play some sports with. You know, you make sure you treat them, you know, in a way that is meaningful. You show a lot of sensitivity to them. But we often take our marriages for granted, and suddenly when you learn of the passing away of your spouse, you know, then suddenly you begin to realize, you know, their value, and you are very emotional, and you begin to regret it. And this kind of thing is something that we need to be concerned about, that we must learn from the mistakes of other people. And we need to understand that the institution of marriage is a noble institution, it's a sacred institution. And I can tell you now, there may be people listening to me at home and saying, you know, I didn't this Khamisa, what's his problem? I'll tell you one thing. If you are in a happy marriage, and happy marriage doesn't only come from one person, you are really in Jannah. And if you are in an unhappy marriage, you are really in hell. So it's important that the choice is yours. You could have the right attitude, inshallah, and say, come on, darling, come my baby, my shushu babalina, my doll Hazard. Let's make a plan and let's make it work together.
Yes, no doubt. It is by this topic that we've chosen today of preparing our children for marriage. Maybe just give us some idea as to why we have chosen this topic and why you speak about it so well.
You know, the reason is I would attribute the high divorce rate to the fact that we are not preparing our children for marriage. Therefore, the expectations are unreasonable. We do not prepare them in terms of, as I said, talking to them. And secondly, we ourselves are not leading a model life. And because to me, it is frightening. The statistics are so frightening about the issues of marriage. And whilst I'm at it, I just want to inform all the listeners that Alhamdulillah, on the 30th of July, we are arranging a program on marriage, a full day at the Santon Center. And we have invited guest speakers from throughout the world and numerous topics. And they're going to be people can choose their partners. We're going to have a kiddies corner. It's going to be a really dynamic program. And the reason we're doing it, because we realize the enormity of the sunnah, the seriousness of the relationship. So the whole thing essentially is that my take and the take of other people is that when children grow up into young adults and they want to marry, the only understanding they've got from marriage, perhaps something they might have read, something a friend might have whispered, but more importantly, they have learned nothing from us as parents. And if you and I are concerned about the, the divorce rate, the unreasonable divorce rate, we need to do something about it. And we as parents, how many parents can say, yes, my son got married and he ended up in divorce, but I, as a father and mother, we did everything possible from a tender age to prepare my child for marriage.
Yes, a very important point there. It is by, and we found that nowadays also that people prepare their children more for the wedding or, you know, the event rather than the marriage that follows thereafter. That we look, that we prepare them, you have to wear this, or yeah, this is the sort of food that we need to be arranged. And they're preparing for that one day event and not focusing on what's after that to come, the marriage to follow afterwards. No preparation, no help, no guidance given in that sort as well.
Yes, you're right, you know. And the, unfortunately, the, no doubt, okay, we want it to be a good function, you want the decor right and everything else. But if you are, exclusively focusing on that and not on the, preparing for marriage, it's problematic, it's true. We prepare our children for the wedding day, but never prepare them for marriage. And this is very, very true. I mean, I always tell people, I'm often invited for many weddings, Alhamdulillah. And when I go there, I sometimes, look at it and I become quite emotional, not because I anticipate anything, but going by the statistics in the recent past, I say, Ya Allah, there are so many divorces taking place. Ya Allah, protect this marriage, protect this marriage. And because the painful reality is that, divorces are taking place in everyone's home. Whether you're a scholar or not a scholar, no matter who you are, no one has come out unscathed from this.
Yes, the divorce rate is very high, not only in the world, but in the Muslim community as well. And you can interact with us, you can share your opinions or ask your questions. The number to dial is 011-854-1548. We are speaking to Idris Bhai and we are talking about how parents should prepare their children for marriage. Idris Bhai, we speak about discussions that they should have and what they should be speaking about and how you prepare your children for marriage. But practical examples, just teaching them also, maybe it's not linked to marriage, but to have healthy relationships also with their siblings. That because this is not may seem unrelated to marriage, but it has a huge connection. That sibling relationship in childhood mirrors many aspects of husband and wife, where you find they're sharing space, sharing responsibilities. So when they learn to respect their siblings from a young age, this helps them with having better relationships as they grow up as well.
No, absolutely. It's the perfect point that you are making, because in the end, it's about relationships. It's about dealing with the other. It's about sharing a space. It's about knowing that you cannot always have it your way. There are sometimes you got to give in to the other. Sometimes you're responding, having what you call a reciprocal understanding. And when you find that when children grow up, when they are able to have healthy sibling relationship, alhamdulillah, and when they are also critical of each other without, being harsh, then you find the children growing up in that environment, they'll be able to cope with the challenges. And therefore, I mean, the thing is, you know, we have chosen this topic, and we'll be so glad if the listeners share with us, you know, why do they think that divorces are so high, and what in their own mind do they regard as a solution? Because, you know, none of us have the monopoly of answers, because we're always looking for answers. We're always speculating as to what is the reason for all of this. And one of the reasons that we are speculating is parents are not really preparing the children for this reality.
Yes, you can interact with us. Again, the number 011-854-1548. Or you could WhatsApp us 072-786-1548. And it is by a very important point there that from a young age, when they learn to love and respect their siblings, then their hearts and minds are being trained to better love and respect their spouse and someday. And also from a young age, also teaching them to choose the right friends in school, the teaching them when they go to high school or college or university, or even if they're in a madrasa, to choose the right friends. This also helps that to tell them that you got to look at the behavior, you got to look at attitudes of people when choosing a friend. Don't just get involved with anyone, so that when the day comes when they have to choose a spouse, their mindset also is right, where they can choose the right spouse.
No, absolutely. I mean, friends is one thing. And, you know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also reminded us that there is no good in him who neither befriends or is befriended. We've got to choose the right kind of friends, friends that would be act as a mirror to us, friends that can guide us, friends that can strengthen our iman. And also, I mean, you know, parents can do many, many things. I mean, amongst one of the many things they could do is to look at the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to understand, analyze what kind of husband was he, and the wives he had, what kind of wives they had, how did he deal with conflict, what was his relationship, what did he do when he came home, what was the role that he played. And I think it's important for us to understand that our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very compassionate and very, very caring. So we need to really educate our children from a tender age. And once you do it when they're young and they're malleable, it makes a huge, huge difference.
Yes, and at least by also with regards to preparing the children for marriage, a topic that we spoke about a lot, and something that we mentioned a lot also on this program, was having this premarital counseling. Many people are unaware of this. Many people don't know what exactly this is. Maybe at least by just explain to the listeners what sort of happens in these counseling sessions and how it helps build the relationship thereafter.
Yes, now for people, everyone is different. They do it differently. But when I do a premarital counseling, what do I do is I meet the people, I meet their parents also. I would give them 100 questions they need to answer before, then we look at the answers, and we look at where they differ, right? And we look at compromise, and then we look at situations. And then I'll ask, for example, the person, what is your biggest concern you have about marrying him or his family? We discuss it there and then deal with it. And then what we do is we meet the respective in-laws. And if I believe there is a particular point of debate or a sensitive point, and if I believe this is going to cause a problem in the marriage, then I tell them, you rather do not marry. If you're not prepared to compromise on this, you're not. For example, let us say the man might say that I do not want you to work at all. But she might say, you know what, I'm a career woman, I'm qualified, I spent, all of this over here, and I want to work. And then I say, well, if you're not prepared to compromise both of you all in this, then I say, do not marry. So it's important. We rather anticipate issues, deal with it, than assume that, oh, because my wife and I, or my wife-to-be and I, are in love. You know, they say they're in love. In fact, they're not even in love. They're infatuated. And they think that when they get married, everything will be hunky-dory. My friend, it ain't going to be like that. When the honeymoon is over, my friend, the marriage is also going to be over.
Yes, it's to know and understand what exactly a marriage is. It's not only for that 2 or 3 months of happiness of honeymoon, but rather it's a journey, and a journey that you should take. It's a long journey that you need to work on as well. And it is why you mentioned there that in the premarital counseling, you lay out about 100 questions for each of them or something like that. And one important thing also is to know that if there is a potential spouse, if someone is coming to see you, and there are certain questions that you need to really ask and needs to be ironed out. Maybe they are, maybe, I don't know if at least I can maybe, you know, outline maybe that few very important questions that you should be asking the person that you might think is a potential spouse.
Yes, I think maybe let's look at 10 questions you can ask, right? The first one you could ask, I'm not missing this order yet, is basically, what are your expectations of your wife? What are your expectations, right? It's very clear. Now, that question is important because you be very, very clear what he expects of you, right? Okay, number one. Then the second question is, what do you perceive as your role as a husband? What do you think is your role as a husband? Number three, right? For example, would you be happy if you're depending that I work? Okay. Number four, you ask a question also. Tell me in terms of your Islamic obligations, do you read your 5 times a day salah, right? The next one is this. Tell me about your temperament. Are you a person that gets angry quickly? Right? The next one is, for example, do you have friends? And how do you see your friendship after marriage? Right? The other question you could ask is this. What has been your own relationship with your own mom and dad? Right? What is your relationship?
Yes.
So then you can look at any number of questions in that way that are important, are very, very. What are your long-term plans? Do you expect to stay in, for example, in Asia for the rest of your life? What are your plans? What are your long-term plans? These questions have to be discussed. When would you like to have children? Let us say he says, well, I'm getting married, but I don't want children. Then you know immediately this is a problem as far as you are concerned, right? Okay.
Yes.
The other question you could ask, are you prepared to go for a drug test? You know? And stuff like that. So you need to look at questions that can are critical.
Yes, no doubt that you need to ask those questions and get those answers. But and you will get answers and you will get to know the person. Of course, you won't be able to get the person in totality. That will take time to learn exactly who he is. But these are some of the questions that it leads by a shared and says that should be definitely asked when you are seeing someone or when you think someone could be a potential spouse. The messages are coming through to you, inshallah. You can keep on sending them. We will discuss them with Idris Bhai. The number is the WhatsApp number 0727861548, or you could call us on 011-854-1548. Idris Bhai, we're going to go for a short break, and inshallah, when we come back, we'll continue with the discussion, share with you some of the messages that have been coming through as well. Welcome back to the program. I'm on Radio Islam International. My name is Ibrahim Daya, keeping you company up until noon. Our guest for the program today is Brother Idris Khamisa, and we are discussing why or how parents should prepare their children for marriage. And Idris, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, it's good to be back.
Yes, Elizabeth, earlier in the program you asked a question, and I see a lot of listeners have replied to that via the WhatsApp, and you asked that why do you think, what is the main cause of divorce nowadays, and why has it become so common? And one of the replies, if I may read out, it says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah for a wonderful, informative program as always. And their concern is that what happens is sometimes the spouse doesn't get along with the family, with the in-laws. And this is a very sensitive topic, a topic that we speak about a lot. And it says that this can take a toll on the marriage. So how do you deal with this? And they think this is one of the main causes of divorce in the marriages nowadays.
Yes, you know, it's one of the four main reasons for divorce, you know, sadly. And so there are many factors with this, because if this was discussed in the premarital counseling, where you speak to your spouse and say, if you have an issue with my mom and dad, how would you like to resolve it? What would you like my mommy to call you? You know, you find that sometimes when some mothers treat their daughter-in-law, it says, you know, you like my daughter, they get very upset, say, I'm not your daughter, you know. So it all depends where you come from. And so that must be discussed, because all issues can be resolved. They ought to be resolved, you know. And that's, it's a very serious issue. There's no doubt about it, but it's not something insurmountable. And you find that there are some people, no matter who's the mother-in-law, who's the daughter-in-law, they'll always will be fighting, you know. So this is because, it's often because of a lack of maturity sometimes. And it's something that we need to deal with. And you find that before you marry, for example, if I know my mother is, sometimes she can be quite exuberant or she may be overzealous, then I should speak to her. I say to mommy, you know, please, Ma, I love you for the sake of Allah, but my wife, you know, to be, alhamdulillah, not talking, but my wife to be is, you know, alhamdulillah, you know, sensitive, whatever. So, you know, what I would expect is that, you know, don't be too forward with her, you know.
Yes, definitely true indeed. And at least another message that has come through, or something that we have read, is that many a times we speak about marriage and premarital counseling, but sometimes we discourage our children from marrying very young, and we feel that they shouldn't get married too young. They should first build a life, they should be stable, and then get married. And they say that some of the healthiest and some of the best marriages are those who got married when they're young. Yes, there will be challenges, but eventually, if Allah wills, then it could help, or it should, it could produce a good marriage. So should we be encouraging, or how should it be to deal with this topic as well?
You see, you know, to me, age is not of consequence. I think what's more important is the emotional maturity. How mature are you? Do you have a healthy self-esteem? Are you able to articulate, express yourself? And do you know exactly what's expected of you as a married partner? Do you know, do you understand those things? And this is important. And so in the end, there are some people who are chronologically old, 30-year-old, but they're naive, you know, in many ways. And there are those that are 16, 17, 18 that may be chronologically young, but mostly very, very mature. So it all depends, you know, from case to case, it is different. And as parents, you should know exactly all your children, know who they are, what their strengths are, what areas for development. No one is perfect, of course. And that way you need to guide them, you need to get... So basically, the long and short of it all, parents need to be vigilant. They cannot be remote control parents, you know.
Yes, definitely. Very true. And it is by someone sent some humor. This is just a joke that let me share with you. That they say someone, a mother was once asked, that I heard that both your son and your daughter have been married. So how are they both doing? So the mother replied that my daughter-in-law is not really good. She's very bad. They asked why. She says she sleeps till late, expects my son to make the morning coffee. She does not cook and wants my son to take her out to eat more often. But my son-in-law, who's married to my daughter, he is an angel. Why? Because he allows my daughter to stay in bed. He spoils her by giving her breakfast. And he also insists on taking her out so often. So she says, I just don't know what to do with this lazy daughter-in-law of mine.
Yeah, you see, that's the point, you know. And she's so true, you know, although he said it's a joke, that we are so selective in our morality, you know. What we demand from the son-in-law is so different from what we, you know, would allow, the liberties we would give to our own children. That's so true, eh? And you mustn't be selective in the morality, you know. I think if you expect, you know, your son-in-law to do certain things, and then you say, no, no, my son mustn't do it, then it's being very selective, you know.
Yes, definitely. And we are speaking about how you should prepare your children for marriage and why it's so important as well. And you can keep on sending in your messages. You can even phone in 011-854-1548, or you can WhatsApp us 072-786-1548. It is by coming back to the discussion of preparing our children for marriage. One is, yes, we've discussed and we said that you can have conversations with them. You should teach them, show them guidelines, but also maybe show them, you know, real-life scenarios as well, that what happens in a marriage. If your husband is going to say this, or if your wife is going to say this, if this happens, how are you going to react to it, or what will you do in this sort of situation? This also sort of prepares them for that marriage.
Yes, that's very true, because you need to create real life scenarios and play out as many scenarios that normally takes place in a marriage, and ask your daughter, your son, how would you respond to this? If, for example, if you, there's something that makes you unhappy about your mother-in-law, how would you do it? And really, you know, that's the point. And the point is, we do not have those conversations. Well, I don't understand why we don't have the conversation. And something what is even more disgruntling is that if there's a conversation, it's often one person, not both the parents involved. They both have to get actively involved, because it takes two for marriage, you know. So when the father shares his perspective, the mother his perspective. And it's important that you say to them, you know what, you give them the skills, you teach them the ropes, and tell them that, you know, inshallah, you're going to make it work, you know, there is no place for pettiness and discuss. So what the point that you make is, you know, paint as many, many scenarios as possible, and inshallah, those scenarios will help them. So when they are in the real situation, they'll be able to cope, they'll be able to have the answers, inshallah.
Yes, important point there. And it reads by the messages I'm just rolling through. I just want to share with you another one that says that one thing that when we prepare our children to get married, or when they are getting married, one important quality that we should give into them is that of showing gratitude to one spouse. That sometimes what has happened and also leads to one of the main causes of divorce is that sometimes the husband feeling that he is the one, he wants to, you know, have that authority, he wants to rule. And sometimes what happens also is the wife is working or she's earning money, then she feels that, you know what, I'm the boss, I'm the one putting bread on the table. And this also becomes a problem later. That is one of the messages that has come through.
Yes, you know, gratitude is a critical aspect. You know, to be thankful to each other and show appreciation. And it is fundamental. And the other important aspect in marriage is that women and men are different. That you've got to understand that. We've got to understand the difference. We look at things differently. For example, and this is a recurring problem in many, many marriages. You might think I'm being petty, but this is a reality. For example, you are driving with your wife to a particular place. Now, you drive with your wife. Your wife, all women are like this. They want to go straight there. They don't take left or right. And you're always reprimanding the husband, I don't know why you take the long cut, you know, every time. So some people say, like my wife and I have a wonderful understanding. I said to her, darling, when I drive, I go my way, baby. And when you drive, you go your way, baby. That's our understanding, you know. Because the thing is, you know, one of the, you know, paradoxes of life, when it comes to that, many women, they want to go directly to that point. We men, you know, we take, you know, we go roundabout, we get lost, we are haram, you know. You know, yet many women will go shopping. They don't know why they're going shopping. They spend hours there doing window shopping. I don't know what they're doing, window shopping. Maybe it gives them good, and they come back, they have bought nothing. So I think this is the idiosyncrasies, the personal peculiarities each one of us has. And we need to understand that. And so the issue that you raised initially is fundamental. You know, what say you, like one man, I met him, you know, may Allah bless him. I met him in Medina. And he was telling me, you know, this is his second wife, his first wife passed away. And he said the biggest regret that he's got, he never told his wife enough how much he loved her, how much he appreciated her. And so we must tell them. And similarly, they themselves must tell the husband. They must also, you see, sometimes women do not understand the nature of a man's work, you know. They don't understand the nature. Sometimes the stress is involved. As being the Amir of the home, they've got huge responsibilities. So there has to be reciprocal respect. Inshallah, that will make a big difference.
All about respecting the next person or appreciating the next person, understanding the next person, and building that mindset that it's, oh, you know, you have to sometimes compromise. You have to sometimes, that's how you build a healthy relationship and a healthy marriage as well. And it is by one thing, you know, that we find that one thing that we should also prepare our children, and we hear it in the khutbah when they're making the nikah, is that you'll find that most of the ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that are in the khutbah, that are fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, and also to speak the truth. These are very important, that if you have that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you know you will not do anything wrong towards your wife, you will not do anything wrong towards your husband, because you have that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in you. And this plays a very important role in having a healthy marriage as well.
No, that's it. That is about the most critical thing, is about taqwa, you see. It's about knowing that every action of yours, Allah is a witness to it, and that, you know, at home, you might be alone with your wife, Allah is a witness to whatever is happening. Therefore, you find that some people have almost like a dual personality. They, at home, they are, you know, the aggressive, dictatorial, outside, the loving, compassionate, caring. And taqwa is a very critical thing, because our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also reminded us, far worse to make the heart of a Kaaba is make the heart of a believer. And that's important. The earlier point that you raised, and I need to speak a little about, is understanding your partner, understanding who she is, where she comes from, understanding how she's been brought up, what are her values. And we need to understand that, you see, and they say we do not see the world as it is, but as we are. We are products of life experiences. No two people are the same in the way they react, in their attitude. So once you understand that, inshallah, I think we'll be far more understanding, far more tolerant, and far more considerate.
Yes, definitely it is. And one point that's been raised also, and I've met people and they've told me, and they say that as much as we prepare our children for marriage, what the mindset has come to is that we've sort of given them a plan B, that if your marriage falls out, then this is what you should do, or this is, you have a backup plan. So we don't give them that 100% certainty that you're going to go into this marriage, you're going to be successful, you're going to have a happy life. We always sort of enter them with that negative mindset. And someone was telling me this before, that why are we doing this today, that we're preparing our children not for marriage, but we're preparing them and telling them that if your marriage falls out, this is your backup plan. So why are we also preparing them not for marriage, but in a way you could say we're preparing them for a broken marriage?
That's true. In fact, the backup plan is the marriage itself, you know. This is what we need to understand. We need to understand that you tell them, you know, you've got to make the best thing of your marriage. Yes, sometimes there are some circumstances out of the control. Suddenly, for example, where your husband is a philanderer, or he's a drug addict, or he becomes abusive physically, where you fear your own life, your own safety. That's another matter, you know, that's out of your control. Then you've got to, in those situations, of course, you need urgent help. It requires a radical problem, requires a radical solution. But then again, you know, our parents, never told the siblings or anyone, okay, you're getting married, remember, our door is always open. You never ever say that. You never ever say that. And when you say that, and we find children can manipulate that. You see, the whole thing is this, that are you prepared to invest in this marriage emotionally? Are you prepared to work at it? Are you prepared, you know, these are important things. Do you understand the issue about mistakes, you know?
Yes. Is Bai still there?
So what I'm saying, if you understand those things, it makes a big difference. And you've got to work at it. I mean, there are very few people that I know who have divorced their wives or husbands or whatever has happened that they are celebrating, you know. I am so excited, you know. They may be doing it immediately, but much later, many of them, their one regret is that, or two regrets, I should have gotten someone to mediate it. The other one is, you know, it's a pity I did not learn enough about how to handle a conflict.
Yes, managing conflicts, that is also an important topic when it comes to marriage, that we sometimes live in this world, or we think that marriage is sort of what we see on our screens and what we read about in books, that it's happily ever after. And sometimes in most marriages, or in all marriages, you are going to have conflicts, you are going to have difficult times, you're going to have times that will be challenging. And it's how you deal with that situation, how the husband deals with it, how the wife deals with it, that you know, one of the messages also shares, it says that the marriage is tested by a woman's loyalty when her husband has nothing. And when he has nothing, what are you going to do? Are you going to be supportive, or are you going to throw him deeper into the hole by shouting at him and saying, you don't give me anything? And also, when the husband has everything, how does he, what is his attitude towards that? Does he spend on his wife, or does he keep it to himself? It's all these things, all you have to prepare our children for these sort of topics and these sort of things that will happen in a marriage.
Yes, you got to discuss the practical aspect that you are referring to in all of these scenarios. And once you prepare them both psychologically and whatnot, it makes a huge, huge difference. And you know, Molan, I'm so disappointed the listeners, no one is phoning the program. Either they're happily married or they're not listening to this program, one of the two.
Yes, it is. By I think they've now, you know, some of them are a bit shy. That's why most of them send through the messages, and they share with us via the WhatsApp or the SMS line. People are sometimes shy to come on air. But earlier we did receive a call. It is by they wanted to know more about that workshop that we'll be having. And we've got a message also that says, please share more info about this workshop that you're having on the 30th of July.
Now, inshallah, no. We would soon, you'll see it advertised in the billboards. Is going to be a huge thing, alhamdulillah. And the other good news that we've got there, and one of the three or four speakers that I'll share with you, one is Yasmin Mujahid. She's a very, very popular, I shared a platform within Malaysia, Sheikh Umar Suleiman, Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim, and alhamdulillah. So it's going to be a huge thing. And inshallah, we feel, we are confident, inshallah, that people are going to come in their thousands. But we'll give them, as you got more time, we'll give them more information, inshallah.
Yes. At this point, I think the listeners are listening to you. We do have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Welcome to the program.
I just wanted to say that we are listening. We're just taking in the advice. We're wide awake.
Sister, maybe you could share with us some advice as well.
Yeah, I think they should tell their husbands and their wives that they love them, because when they did, then it's too late to say, you know, I should have. So we should all catch a wake up.
Yes, in fact, sister, we should say that every day to our wives. My darling, I love you.
True,
my darling,
I love you. But they must mean it as well.
Sorry?
They must mean it as well.
Okay, let me say it like I mean it to my wife. my darling, I love you. Okay.
Yes, Jazakumullah to that caller. Shows it is by they are listening. They're just so deeply engrossed in the advice that you are sharing with us. And it is an important point that she mentions, that sometimes more than physical abuse, we sometimes emotional and mental abuse is overlooked and something that we don't speak about. That just being nice or just being saying these things to a person's wife or to your husband. And it's also become one of the factors that are related to divorce.
Yes, you know, the psychological and emotional abuse is terrible. You know, I'm reminded, you know, besides what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I remember we were doing this play, King Lear, and when the this character, Edgar, who says, he who suffers most in the mind. You know, physically you can get hurt and the scar, you know, you can heal yourself, but mental hurt is far worse. And it's right, you know, you find, you know, then, you know, for me, if any person that abuses his wife mentally and whatnot, surely his parents know that the son is like this. Surely they know. And then they know that he's not worthy to get married until he rehabilitates himself. If parents know there is, in water coma, some defect, some serious shortcoming that will impinge on his marriage, then they should not. Get him married immediately. Rather, he needs to go for mediation, counseling, some kind of rehabilitation. So, inshallah, Allah must protect us and forgive us. None of us is perfect. Inshallah, we pray that when we die, our spouses are moved to tears. They say, Ya Allah, Jazakum Allah for giving me such a wonderful husband. He he's so wonderful. He'll drive 10 kilometers even if you want to buy one peanut jar. Alhamdulillah. He loves the peanuts. Alhamdulillah. You're going for, you are making an effort. You're going there because you care for them. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, true. It is by, the time is 5 minutes to 12. We've come towards the end of the program, but we'd like to thank you for this really motivational and inspiring program, and definitely a very good topic that we've chosen. And it is by, before you go, maybe you can give us some of the closing advices.
My closing advice to people that are getting married, if your children are getting married, please be aware of your responsibilities, and try to be the loving person that you are. Understand what's expected of you. And you're going to go through your ups and downs in life. So you need to deal with your challenges with patience. There's no need for agitation and getting upset. If you've got anger issues, you need to deal with it. Learn how to manage your anger, because there are two fundamental goals in marriage. First is to connect with your wife, inshallah. Connect your spouse to Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yes, jazakumullah khair and Idris bhai, and inshallah we will speak to you next week again.
Inshallah, shukran, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Idris bhai, and a topic that we spoke about on the program today is that how do you prepare the children for marriage, and many messages that have come through, phone calls that have come through, sharing with us their opinions and sharing with us how they also deal with it. And it's a workshop that also in the house that the parents also, with their own relationship, they should also show the children how to prepare for marriage. In that way, they need to teach them about the relationship, the dynamics that come with that. They should teach them good examples or have even scenarios in the house to show that if your husband says this, if your husband says that, how will a person or how will you react to it? And building them these qualities that will help in having a good marriage, respect, trust, honesty, showing gratitude to one's spouses. These are the qualities that will get a person or will help a person in having a good and happy marriage, inshallah. From myself, Ibrahim Daya, and our studio operator, Osama, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.